I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Our discussion may raise some questions in your mind. I'd be happy to answer your questions, so connect with me on the links at smashingtheplateau.com, and please share this episode with your colleagues and friends. It would also mean a great deal to us if you would leave a review on iTunes to help others find our show. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Cliff Ravenscraft. In December 2005, Cliff, together with his wife Stephanie, founded the Generally Speaking Production Network, GSPN.TV. Since then, he has produced over 3,300 of his very own podcast episodes that are devoted to entertainment, family, faith, business, and technology. In December 2006, Cliff launched PodcastAnswerMan.com, where he has since helped thousands of individuals and organizations launch successful podcasts through one-on-one consulting and coaching, and through his Podcasting A to Z online training course, podcastingatoz.com. If you were to look at the top 100 podcasts in the business category of iTunes, more than 50 of these shows were created by clients who worked with Cliff. Cliff, that's pretty awesome. Welcome to the show.
David, thank you so much, man. I'm so honored to be here. And wow, what an awesome journey that we have as an opportunity for each and every one of us in this world to do the work we love.
That is so true. And I also want to add that I'm grateful that you are coming on this show. This is the 200th episode, so I have a long way to go to catch up to you. But I'm pleased that I've been able to produce 200 episodes to help people in our audience.
That's incredible. Congratulations. I didn't know that before we started, that this is your 200th episode, but I'm even more honored now than I was before.
Well, thanks so much. So this show is called Smashing the Plateau, and it's really about what it's like when you've had some successes in your life, business and probably personal also, but then you get to a place where you find that you're at a plateau and you can't seem to get beyond that feeling of being stuck. And you know, because you've had successes, you know what it feels like to be successful, and you also know what it feels like to be stuck. One of the indicators, particularly for business leaders, of being stuck is financial, right? Either revenue has plateaued, profits are feeling squeezed, and one of the things we look at is what can we do differently in our business to try to make some changes that will correct where we are or help catapult us forward. So I wondered if we could start out actually by talking a little bit about the business side of what you do and what some of the primary sources of revenue are behind the amazing successes you've had in the podcasting world.
Sure. What I can do is I can share with you just a list. Knowing that this question was coming up, I made a list of 8 primary sources of revenue that I'm currently receiving today from the business pursuits that I have.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. So here's what I can tell you. I certainly make a great deal of income. A majority of my income currently comes in from an online training program or coaching program that I do. It's group training where I teach up to 20 to 35 people at a time how to podcast over a 4-week period. And that is my Podcasting A to Z course. That's my primary source of income. Also, I have a passive source of income. These are digital tutorials that I've put together over the years. And these are the things that people most commonly have hired me to teach them how to do. I put them together in a digital high definition video package where they can go through at their leisure. And the cool thing is while I'm sleeping at night, these people are purchasing these products. Or while I'm on vacation with my family enjoying Europe or a major city in the United States that we want to visit, I'm making money from those sales. So that's pretty awesome. I also have physical products that I sell. I am an official reseller of podcast equipment. Since 2008, I've sold $750,000 in like mixers and microphones as a direct reseller for one of my suppliers. And the interesting thing is, the cool thing about that is I'm actually in a place where my sales come in over my website. My assistant, who lives in Missouri, I'm in Northern Kentucky, but my assistant lives in Missouri. She processes that order, sends it over to my sales rep at my supplier. My supplier then takes that order, ships it directly to my clients who have purchased it on my website, and they send just a packing slip. There's no branding from them at all, so it looks like it just came from me. And then what happens is my supplier sends that invoice to me and I pay their invoice. And of course, I am able to, you know, I've negotiated a wholesale price with them and I then charge, you know, what is typically the same price they'd get anywhere else online. But I make a sizable income or profit on that. So that's equipment sales. I also have affiliate income. There are a lot of products and services that I personally use and trust very much. And I make mention of those quite often in various different pieces of content that I share. And anytime somebody purchases as a result of my mentioning them, and if they use my affiliate link or a discount code that I offer, I make a commission. So that's a sizable amount of income that comes in every single month. And then I do a little bit of one-on-one mentoring. This is something that I'd gotten out of doing one-on-one consulting and coaching because I do that through my group training program for podcasting. But outside of podcasting, I found that I really love helping people in the area of mindset, taking their life, their business to the next level. Somebody who is stuck in a career but wants to create work around something that's more fulfilling in life. I do a little mentoring on the side, so that's a source of income. I do some live events, one-day live events, weekend workshops. I make some income there. Since 2011, I've developed a speaking career and I have been paid to speak all around the world. As far as, you know, in the United Kingdom, I spoke in Manchester for a keynote of a conference there, New Zealand, and all throughout the United States. So speaking fees bring in a significant source of revenue each year. And then I have developed an audience of hundreds of thousands of people around the world over the past 10 and a half years. And some of those people, they don't need the products and services that I offer, but they have gained so much value from the content that I've created that I actually have a significant amount of listener voluntary contributions. I don't call them donations because I don't ask for it, but these people just voluntarily contribute to the work that I'm doing and say, Cliff, I just like to put a little money in your tip jar if you don't mind. Is there a way I can send that over? And so there's a couple different ways people can do that. And when they offer to do it, I show them the opportunities. So those are just eight of the significant sources of revenue that come into my business this, you know, here in 2016.
I think that's really fascinating. And this is something that I don't hear talked about a whole lot in the online world. I hear a lot about what you can do and how you can do it, but not necessarily so much about the business behind it. And a couple of things that I've found interesting as you were describing your sources of revenue is the fact that you've been in business now for a long time. You've been doing this kind of the podcasting and related businesses for more than 10 years. Yet what you've described in terms of sources of revenue, I'm hearing that they've developed at different points in time over the course of your business life.
Oh, absolutely. What I've just mentioned is the culmination of things that I learned. And matter of fact, many of these, and I think I love the name of your show and the message of your show, because many of these things would not exist today if I did not hit a massive plateau that I needed to smash.
So let's talk about that. So what are some of the plateaus that you've hit and how did you smash them?
So I have two different ones that I'll share as stories because I know you want to keep this under, you know, you want to keep it within a reasonable amount of time. But I want to talk to you about one of the things that I did early on in my business. When I started, I was charging $50 an hour for consulting, which is kind of funny for me to think of today. But to think that I could even manage and operate a business on $50 an hour for consulting. But anyway, that's how I got started. I started out with $50 an hour. And here's the thing. At the time, I was brand new in the consulting side of things. I knew what I had to offer. And the people who did pay me, they saw great value in it. But the thing is a lot of people were finding me, and when they reached out to me and said, how much does it cost to work with you? And I said, $50 an hour. A lot of people didn't think too much of what I had to offer because if this guy only charges $50 an hour, he must not be that good. And I realized that, you know, down the road. But here's what I found. It's like, what can I do to show these people how good I am at what I do? And I offered free 30-minute equipment consultations to people who wanted to launch a podcast. And so what I said is that if you get on the phone with me for 30 minutes, ask me any questions you have about equipment, what I will do is at the end of the call, I will provide you a shopping list. Now, the thing is you are not required at the end of that call to purchase anything from me. But if you do, I have the ability to sell that to you. And usually at the same cost, if not cheaper, than, you know, trying to piece it out all the other places. And the great news is that not only will you have the big items, but the problem I faced is that what cables do you need? And you might think you have the right cable, but to learn that one's a mono plug and one's a stereo plug and you needed one on each end. So I happen to have the specialized knowledge from a lot of trial and error over the years. I could save you a ton of heartache if you end up, you know, going with me. And so without any hard sell, I did all of these, you know, one-on-one 30-minute calls. And I got to the place where I was very successful in making some significant income. You know, I was making $4,000 to $6,000 a month in profit, not in sales. I was making all the sales numbers were much higher. This is profit on equipment was $4,000 to $6,000 per month. And so, wow, for me starting out, this is my first year and a half in business. That's pretty darn good, I thought. And I felt really great about it. But the thing is I'm working around the clock because I'm one of those people who wants to over deliver and I want to make a great impression. So I'm, you know, many of these calls went more than 30 minutes just because I wanted to over deliver, not because I was bad at self-discipline. I just really wanted to give. I wanted to serve people. And so some of those calls might have taken an hour. And after I got off the call, those who decided to purchase from me, sure, I went out and created a shopping list for them. And by the way, that's how eventually I got into the place where they could buy the equipment from me. But at first, it was all just affiliate links. And so people were buying all this equipment, and then I would have everything together, and I would go into Photoshop, and I would create a custom equipment wiring diagram. And it would actually walk them through in text what that diagram was. I would number every cable, every piece of equipment, and I would give them step-by-step instructions exactly how to hook that up. And if people wanted to, they could hire me for $50 an hour. Remember, I was trying to get people to hire me, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, for $50 an hour, if you run into any problems, I'll personally walk you through over the phone how to hook all that equipment up. And so I was making $4,000 to $6,000 per month. Now, the thing is that over time, I decided to raise my rates. And let's just fast forward to a time when I was making $150 an hour doing consulting. And when I raised my rate to $150 per hour, all of a sudden, the same people who were asking me, Cliff, what does it cost to work with you? My closing rate went from like 30% to 70%. And now I have all these people who are willing to hire me because they see that I charge a reasonable rate for my consulting. So I've got all these people that want to hire me. And then I made this amazing connection with somebody who is a very successful author. His name is Dan Miller. He wrote the book 48 Days to the Work You Love. And he connected with me and started to refer everyone who listened to his podcast and asked him, Dan, how can I launch a podcast? He began to refer everyone that asked that question to me. Now, Dan has an audience of millions of people around the world, and my email was flooded with requests of people who wanted to hire me at $50 an hour. Now, here's the thing, though. I'm currently successful in something that I know has been working and bringing in $4,000 to $6,000 a month. And of course, this is a lot of free 30-minute to an hour-long calls with a lot of unpaid work after that. And yeah, I'm actually, making some profit on affiliate sales and I'm making $4,000 to $6,000. And that's, what led me into, start doing the physical equipment myself and making some more profit. But even still, I was sharing in one of my podcasts called Pursuing a Balanced Life with my audience. I was like, I don't know what to do. I've got all these people who want to pay me $150 an hour now. And I've got a waiting list of 2 weeks. Somebody who says, Cliff, I want to put $150 for each hour I spend with you in your pocket. When can we start? Can we start this week? And I'm like, I've got an opening for you. And so I said, this is a dilemma I've never faced before. What do I do? And somebody said, Cliff, okay, you share more information. You're more transparent than probably you should be. But I've listened to you for a while and I'm doing the math here. Dude, you've got to do the math. And if you do the math, I'm going to do the math for you based upon what you've shared. And as long as everything you've shared is honest and accurate, I think you'll do the math and you'll understand that you need to follow my advice. I'm going to give you three words that'll change your life. And those three words are stop selling equipment. Stop selling equipment was his advice to me. He says, let's do the math. You're making $4,000 to $6,000 profit. And you've shared how many hours a week you're spending doing that. And because you're spending that many hours a week generating that $4,000 to $6,000 a month, you're saying no ongoing to consulting that people would pay you $150 an hour. Now, take the number of hours, and you've already told us many different occasions how many hours a week you have devoted to these equipment sales. Now, you take $4,000 to $6,000. Cliff, do you realize you're making $16.50 an hour? And you're turning down $150 an hour calls. You're putting those people off for 2 weeks. How many of those are you're missing out on because they actually didn't want to wait? And it's like, stop selling. Well, I heard that. I did the math. And I will tell you, that day, I made a commitment. For the next 2 months, I will not sell a single piece of equipment. I will not do a free 30-minute call. I will not do equipment sales. For at least 2 months, I'll shut it down. David, I shut down equipment sales and I said yes to everybody who wanted to hire me for $150 an hour, and my income tripled like within 3 weeks. So that's one plateau that I smashed. And by the way, and what I did is after 2 months, I did shut it down for 2 months. After 2 months, I did bring equipment sales back into it, but I did not offer individual customized equipment packages anymore. I would do that for people who were paying me for one-on-one consulting, and you know, they were paying me $150 an hour and stuff like that. I would do that for them, but not these, you know, free calls. In fact, if anybody did not want to hire me at my full rate, $150 an hour at the time, if they wanted anything related to equipment, number one, I would send them to a free resource or a paid resource where I have a tutorial for that. Or I would actually, I didn't have the tutorial then. So I would send them to some free resources that I had to talk about equipment. And I would send them to podcastanswerman.com/equipment, where on that page, I only have one main equipment package called the Podcast Answer Man Equipment Package. At the very top of it says, you do not need this if you are getting started. But if you are interested in using the same high quality top end equipment that I use in my own studio, this page explains every piece of equipment, every main piece of equipment that I currently use, and it's all available in a package from me, if you, including all the cables, diagram, and how to put it all together. That's all available if you want to buy it here. And that's the only equipment I sold after the 2 months. And get this, my profit on equipment sales when I switched to only selling that one package went to immediately $4,000 to $6,000 per month. So I went from spending about 40 to 50 hours a week on equipment sales, making $4,000 to $6,000 a month in profit from equipment sales, to after 2 months of shutting it down, tripling my income from consulting, I went to then spending 0 hours per week, making $4,000 to $6,000 per month in profit from equipment sales. So that's one plateau that I smashed and how I smashed it.
So Cliff, what I'm hearing is a few actually really valuable tips from this story. One is, listen to what your audience wants. They will tell you. Second is, be clear on what your metrics are for success. Because what you're telling me is that your metrics were how many dollars you are actually making per hour.
Yep.
You took the time to analyze it, and then you made some pivots in your business that, in hindsight, may seem like they were relatively simple, but were really fundamental and helped you smash a plateau big time.
Big time. Just imagine, I could have, if I think about it today, at that point in time, I could have stopped working altogether. I could have completely stopped working, not worked an hour a week at all. And just because I had to smash that plateau and figure out a way to do that, the reality is that I could be making the same amount of money that I was making when I was working 50 hours a week on equipment sales, going to 0 hours a week, because my assistant takes all the orders, my supplier takes care of shipping and all of the other stuff, and my wife was taking care of making sure that the invoices got paid. My hands didn't touch any of that. And so that was such an eye-opening experience.
Cliff, how did you feel when you were at the heart of this dilemma and you were facing the decision that you needed to make?
I was stressed. I was full of anxiety for, you know, it's like, am I going to miss this opportunity? What's going to happen when word gets back to Dan Miller that these people that he's referring, they're going to start sending him emails back and say, hey, that's great. Do you have anybody else? Cliff can't help me. You know, Cliff says he's too busy. Dude, Dan Miller for me was the most amazing connection to come up in my career at that point. It's like, man, if I can build a relationship with Dan Miller, this is a total game changer. And I've got to do something to be able to work with these people he's sending. I have to do something to impress these people. I have to do something to wow these people. Not only do I need to be available to them, but I need to make this the most pleasurable experience so that every single one of them will write back to Dan, you know, within a week to 10 days and say, thank you so much for referring me to Cliff Ravenscraft. That is the most incredible online resource I've ever had. Thank you so much. My life is going to be changed forever because you sent me to Cliff Ravenscraft. That's the kind of feedback I wanted to give them. And I wasn't able to do that because, again, these people are like, seriously, you can't get what? It's 2.5 weeks. Okay, put me on your schedule. You know, and I'm already disappointing. You know, that was the stress. And the other stress is that, okay, this is coming in now, but what if this doesn't last? And so do I really sell equipment? And of course, the idea of stopping what I was already doing, I can't shut down. I mean, I had already struggled so much to build up to $4,000 to $6,000 a month in profit. You know, it took a long time to figure that piece of the puzzle out. It didn't even occur to me that I could stop selling equipment and say yes to this other stream of income. And so, yeah, my mind was not on the money aspect of it. My mind wasn't on, you know, the math of what I was doing. And I didn't have a ton of experience in business when I first started. I didn't think in those ways. And so it took an entrepreneur who was listening to me to point it out. But to answer your question, how did I feel at the time? I felt like I was extremely successful in this one area. I can't turn it off. So, but I don't want to miss this other opportunity. And so what I started was working. I felt overwhelmed because I started to take on as many as I could without trying to have it financially impact this other main source of revenue. And so, yeah, it was a lot of stress and anxiety.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. And it's interesting also that it took somebody on the outside to point out what you needed to do.
The interesting thing is that at that point in life and in my business, I am walking down a path in a jungle that I've never been in before. All I see are huge, gigantic weeds and, you know, vines and everything. I cannot see the path ahead. I am blazing my own path. I have nobody to lead the way. But the reality is that, you know, I had what I didn't realize at the time was just how blessed I was to have an audience of people who were listening to the content that I was creating who have been down this path before. You know, they already know, they know the shortcuts. Dude, you're sitting there, you're plowing down this path. Did you know I have the map, by the way? You know, I've actually, you know, I've been working on this for the last 35 years of my life. I happen to have the map that gets you to greater success financially. And did you know that there's already not just a path that somebody else has chopped away? Did you know that there is a paved path? This isn't a dirt path. There's a paved path for your success. All you have to do is stop what you're doing right now, go to the left 11 feet, and you will then walk the paved path, and you're going to get to your destination, that your desired goal financially, way faster than if you keep trying to chop down all these little, you know, 3-inch trees in front of you.
So true. I wonder if we have time for one more example.
I do, if you do.
Yeah.
So we get into the place. Let's just fast forward to a couple of years. I'm now making $300 an hour for consulting. At that point, I just thought, what a crazy, blessed world it is to think that I can be on the phone talking to somebody about something I love. And just for 1 hour of a conversation with me, somebody's paying me $300. This is incredible. It's like, what a blessed world we live in. And so I'm making $300 an hour. I'm booked solid, you know, throughout the weeks, and things are really going great. And one Tuesday, I wake up that morning and I notice on my calendar, my assistant's, you know, doing all of my scheduling for me. And all I see, and I don't even know what these people want ahead of time, but I see that I have four different people who have booked 2 hours of my time. That's four people who have paid me $600 each for 2 hours of my time that day. Two in the morning, then I have a lunch break, and then two in the afternoon. So I get on the first call and say, well, you know, what's on your mind? What can I do for you? And they say, Cliff, I know that you have been using Adobe Audition. I just purchased this software. I need to learn how to use it for editing my show. Can you teach me how to do it? And so I get on GoToMeeting. I share my screen with them. They're seeing everything that I'm doing. And I start from scratch. This is the basics. Let me show you these little icons. This is the record button. This is the stop button. This is the little marker. This is how you edit things. And for 2 hours, I'm literally just showing them the basics of this software. I mean, for me, this is Fisher Price stuff. I mean, this, I know this stuff like the back of my hand. And this is eye-opening, you know, mind-blowing experience for them. It's like, oh my gosh, now I always, this makes sense. The software that seemed, you know, like the, what do you call that? The dashboard of a 747. Now it looks like a Fisher Price toy because you showed me that I only need to know five tools in this. And you showed me how to use those five tools. They were incredibly blessed. And after that 2 hour call, which by the way, they had no video recording of, they just had the notes that they took and it was sufficient. They paid me $600. That person was extremely ecstatic with what they got, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get off the call, the second call of the day. Hey, what's on your mind? What can I do for you? And Cliff, can you teach me how to do Adobe Audition? I just bought the software because you talked about it in your podcast. Now I have no idea what I'm doing. I did the same exact thing. Walked home from scratch. I went to lunch, came back that afternoon. First call, you guessed it. And why did all these people, why is it that I got this rush of Adobe? Because I had just did a podcast episode talking about Adobe Audition and why it's better than all the other software platforms out there. And so now all these people want me to teach them how to use this software that I've convinced them is a superior product. And so at the end of the day, I'd spent a total of 8 hours walking four people. Is my math right there? I think so. I spent 8 hours walking four people through how to use Adobe Audition, the same exact things over and over and over again. And I'm like, okay, I love making money. I love earning money. I love helping people. But if I never see Adobe Audition again for the rest of my life, I'd be okay right now. If yeah. I have to do this every day for the next 5 weeks, I don't care how much money you pay me. I'm going to burn out on this one. You know what? There were several other things. That's not the only time I've ever had duplicates of what people wanted. And so I'm like, you know, what can I do here? And I had a plateau of my time. You know, I'm getting paid for my time. And I got invited by this guy named Dan Miller. You may have heard that name. I've mentioned it before. Mm-hmm. Well, things have been going so well. He says, Cliff, I'm doing a cruise, the highest of the high caliber, the best clients that I have. These are the top end people. These people are coming on a cruise where I'm hosting a conference, and I want you to be one of my featured speakers. Can you come? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And he says, a 10-day cruise. And I'm like, absolutely. And so I figure out, you know, how much, you know, it's going to cost me. I want to take my family on this cruise with me. And I'm going to be gone for not just 10 days of the cruise, but also traveling there and back. I'm thinking that's 2 weeks away from my business. That's 2 weeks with none of that $300 an hour income, right? I figure out what is the opportunity cost, or what is the cost of this going to be? I need to come up with $16,000 to be able to afford this cruise. Not because I have to pay to be on the cruise. That all was taken care of. But just the loss of income from being away from my business for 2 weeks, I needed $16,000. So I went to my mastermind group and I said, guys, I got to come up with $16,000. And I said, well, why don't you create some tutorials based upon what you're doing? And so I went to my email list. And by the way, I had waited way too long to do my mailing list. But in October of 2010, I finally created an email list. And by December of that year, I only had just over 200 people on my mailing list. 200. All right. So I sent one email to my mailing list of 200 plus people. And I said, guys, I just want to let you know, over the course of the next 7 weeks, I am going to be doing a podcast Answer Man webinar bootcamp. And what I will be doing is each webinar, so there'll be seven webinars, I'm going to take the top seven most highly requested things that people hire me to teach them. Adobe Audition, Audacity, all these different things that I teach people. Now, normally people spend $600 for 2 hours and they have their own notes to rely on after the end of that call and they've been happy. But each of these webinars are going to be about 2 hours, and I am personally going to make sure that these are highly produced. They're going to be HD recorded and highly edited afterwards so that you don't waste any time whatsoever. And the cool thing is that if you go through this webinar, it's not going to cost you $600 for each of these things. It's only going to cost you $100 per webinar. And if you buy all seven of them, you'll get it for $595. And I will give you the HD recordings afterwards. So you can watch these as many times as you need to if you need to go back and get a refresher or anything like that. And so I sent that email to my mailing list. And no kidding, within 10 days, I made $16,000 from 200 plus people on my mailing list. And that is the beginning of what ultimately would lead to podcasting A to Z. When I actually got back and, you know, saw all the sales that came in from this, and I didn't have to actually do all that teaching one-on-one. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, what if I created a course? You know, this isn't everything everybody needs to know. People were hiring me for, you know, 5 2-hour sessions over the course of 2 weeks to teach them how to podcast. And I said, what if I was to just group this all together and had, you know, instead of these one-on-one consulting calls that I'm doing, I'm walking everybody through all the stuff I have tutorials for. So why don't I do a podcasting A to Z course where each week I assign these tutorials, but during the 4 weeks, you have unlimited access to ask me any questions you want. So you get all my tutorials, and then anytime there's a gap, I'll create a new tutorial. But then if you ever have any questions, you have direct access to ask me any question you want. And that's for 4 weeks. And I will personally answer every single question you have. And I'll do this for 4 weeks, 20 to 30 people at a time. And it's going to cost you $2,000. And now each month I'm bringing in somewhere, each month that I do podcasting A to Z, I'm bringing in somewhere between $45,000 to $65,000 a month.
So in hindsight, clearly it was a very good decision to make. How did you feel, Cliff, when you were facing making the decision to start something brand new that you knew was going to take probably a fair amount of your time to create, and I suspect also some investment monetarily in stuff you didn't currently have.
Well, here's where the benefit of having people who are business advisors, people who are further down the road, you can avoid some of the pain and the stress. And at this point, I had learned the power of having what we call a mastermind group and business advisors. You know, these people that I've had these relationships with that are far more successful down the road. And so honestly, you know, when I had to decide, you know, I'm going to have to shut down consulting for 2 weeks, you know, and I need to go on this cruise. And that was an easy decision because, well, these people said, well, why don't you create the tutorial, the webinar series, and sell that to your mailing list that you have? And they said, just try it, Cliff. I think it'll work. And so I tried it. And of course, the interesting thing was, is that when I sent the email, I made the $16,000 in 2 weeks. And I hadn't spent a single minute putting anything together at that point. All I did was I spent about an hour before I sent that email picking out what dates those webinars would be hosted on. And then I spent about 45 minutes crafting the email and then told them what the dates of the webinar was and told them why it didn't matter what the dates were. Go ahead and sign up and pay for it, because afterwards, even if you can't show up, you will have the high definition video recording that you can watch as many times as you want. And the cool thing is I was paid $16,000 right then and there, and I no longer needed to worry about taking 4 weeks off or 6 weeks off to create all the outlines and to host those webinars and to pay the, you know, monthly fee for my go-to webinar account. So I had the money, all of that investment up front. So there was no stress or anything that went into that. It's just the whole idea and just implementing on it. And then when I decided to say, you know what, I need to cut down on one-on-one consulting and I need to come, you know, I'm making a good, decent amount of money doing this. What if I took every other month off? And that's the question. I wanted to be able to take every other month off from consulting one-on-one. And I'm like, what if I did group coaching? And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Podcasting A to Z, $45,000 to $65,000 a month. This is an incredible amount of income that's coming in. And it's way more than what I was doing when I was just doing one-on-one, which was fluctuating up and down. And eventually I got to the place where, you know what, that just makes a whole lot more sense. Why don't I just stop doing technical consulting? And anybody who wants to hire me one-on-one, I just make the sales pitch for podcasting A to Z. And if they don't want podcasting A to Z, there's enough people that I've taught how to podcast who have now become podcast consultants of their own. And guess what? They're charging $150 an hour for it. So it's a whole lot cheaper than me. What if, actually, no, the truth is they were charging $50 to $75 an hour. And so what I went to and I reached out to those guys and I said, hey, I noticed that you are doing consulting work and you learned from me. So I know you know your stuff and you do great work. How would you like to be a part of my referral network? And they said, I'd love that. What's involved? I said, well, here's the deal. I see that you're charging, you know, they were charging between $50 to $75 an hour. And I said, number one, you cannot charge the amount of money that you're currently charging. You can charge that to your current clients. You can charge that to your new clients, but you cannot charge that to anybody that I send you. You must charge a minimum of $150 per hour for anybody that I refer to you. And if I refer somebody to you, I would want 30% of whatever you invoice them for the first 90 days that you work with them. After 90 days, they're 100% your client from that point forward. And so anybody who wanted one-on-one consulting with me related to podcasting at that point, if they didn't take podcasting A to Z, which most of them did, but if they didn't want podcasting A to Z, I referred them to somebody I knew, like, and trust that was half the price of what I was when I was doing one-on-one, even though I convinced them to raise their rates. And now all of a sudden, they're making more money from the people I'm referring, even though I'm getting 30% commission and I don't have to do anything other than to do an email introduction. And not only that, but I have actually helped improve their life because, well, guess what? They no longer offered $50 to $75 an hour consulting to anyone, because then they realized, as a result of me raising their mindset of what's possible and what people would be willing to pay for and the value that they had to offer to the world, now they understood that, you know what, their work was worth that. And actually, many of my referral network, they've since increased their stuff. So there wasn't as much when breaking through those plateaus. What it takes to break through a plateau is to understand the success of what you've built right now can sometimes trap you to think that you always have to do the same thing you're doing right now to continue to receive the success of that financial reward or whatever the case may be. But the reality is sometimes there's just something different you can tweak, something minor that you can tweak. and you can break through that plateau in a heartbeat. And what may not seem possible for you, if you hire the right person or just have a conversation with somebody who can help raise your mindset of what's possible, somebody that's been down that road before who can show you a different map than the one you're working from, or the fact that you're on a path without a map and you're just trying to blaze your own trail, it's amazing what you can do to smash those plateaus.
You know, I think it's really interesting, Cliff, that you describe success as a potential trap for your mind. Whatever you've achieved can make you more fearful to try something slightly different, even if it's a relatively small pivot.
Success, I believe, has been the biggest trap that I've ever walked in every phase of life. Now, the thing is I recognize it for what it is now. And by the way, I'm a firm believer that there is absolutely zero ceiling whatsoever on my income. And so wherever I'm operating at right now, if I find myself not completely, if I'm not, you know, 50% more profitable or even 150% more profitable or even, you know, twice as profitable every single year, if I'm not massively breaking through new financial barriers, then I know that my success is actually limiting me. And the way that I'm currently working today is a limit on my mind of what I think is possible. And it just takes some time to get away and talk to some very successful people and talk to them, show them what you're working on, how you're working on it, and to let them say, yeah, I remember when I had to do that. Yep. Here's what you do. It's amazing. 1, 2, or 3 hours of conversation over the course of a couple of weeks. Boom, you're on a whole new trajectory in life.
So speaking of that, Cliff, first of all, thank you for sharing those stories about your own experiences when you've been at a plateau and how you've smashed through. Who do you know personally that you believe keeps smashing plateaus?
I'm going to read to you a list of 9 people, knowing that this question was coming. And all 9 of these people are close personal friends of mine. But Dan Miller, author of 48 Days to the Work You Love, Michael Hyatt, New York Times bestseller of the book Platform, How to Get Noticed in a Noisy World. Also, one of the most successful business blogs in the world. That's michaelhyatt.com. Michael Stelzner, who owns socialmediaexaminer.com. Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income. Ray Edwards from The Ray Edwards Show. John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy. Chris Brogan over at chrisbrogan.com. And Kim Schmoyer, who runs video creators for YouTube producers. So these are all people that are in my life that are consistently smashing plateaus, and I'm honored to call each and every one of them a close personal friend.
Yeah, they're all great examples. So thank you for sharing that. Cliff, what do we have to look forward to from you in the near future?
You know what? More live events. I love seeing people face to face. I love the idea of getting people out of their routine, out of their environment, getting them into a new environment. Connecting people with other people who are on the same path is so valuable. So more live events from me. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for my own personal mastermind group. I have 5 other guys. There's a total of 6 of us that meet on a weekly basis every single week to discuss life and business. And that's my personal mastermind group. We've been doing that since 2010. Some of the guys that I just mentioned earlier are in that group. So I'm going to offer 2 professional masterminds in the very near future that are paid mastermind groups. I'm going to do some more podcasting A to Z sessions. I got one coming up on August 1st. And if anybody's wanting to launch a podcast, podcastingatoz.com, and more great, free, compelling content to help radically change people's lives for the better. I love creating content.
That's great. And is podcastingatoz.com the place where listeners can learn more about you, or are there other places that people should check you out?
You know, podcastingatoz.com is the first place I would recommend that you go. And of course, if you are not interested in that course and you just type in podcastingatoz.com, it's still a page on my website that can help you navigate to everything else that I have to offer. Tons of valuable free stuff, literally thousands of hours of content.
That's great. Well, Cliff, thank you so much for taking the time today to join us on Smashing the Plateau. This has been such a great discussion about how you've smashed the plateau, how you've seen others do it. I'm really grateful for you coming on this 200th episode of Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Cliff Ravenscraft, podcast producer, consultant, and coach. Thank you again, Cliff, for joining us.
David, it's been an honor. And again, congratulations on 200 episodes.
Thanks so much, Cliff. Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by 10 Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. What has your experience been getting help when you've hit a plateau? What would you like to learn through this podcast that would give you the support you need? Let's continue the discussion. connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter, and please share this episode with your colleagues and friends. It would also help a great deal if you would write a review on iTunes so that new people can find us. I hope you've enjoyed what you've learned. I know your time is precious, and I want to thank you for spending some of it with us today.